There's something about Mary Louise Streep, or Meryl as she's known. The renowned theater and film actress seems to collect an award with every appearance. Oscars, Emmys, an Obie, even a Grammy nomination. But she's disarmingly modest during an October press conference in Rome for the opening of Julia and Julia, in which she plays the late TV chef Julia Child. She admits that she often fails as an actor, mother, and woman, but explains that it serves her art.
It's the human frailty that most interests me in my work, to discover what is not perfect. So I'm in search of the thing that's broken and in my work, even in characters like in Julie and Julia, which is a character that's very happy, a happy woman.
When you flip anything, you've just got to have the courage of your convictions, especially if it's a loose sort of mass, like, oh, that didn't go very well. But you can always put it together. And you alone in the kitchen, who's to see?
Streep says her Julia Child rendition was a tribute to her own mother, a commercial artist who had a similar joy for life. Streep says her mother and executive father were funny and sad, weird and musical. They fought with each other for 60 years, giving her daily lessons in drama growing up in a wealthy borough of New Jersey. Television movies also provided lessons.
I remember seeing Carol Lombard in something and running downstairs and telling my mother this woman was so funny, but she was so beautiful at the same time. And the two things I never knew could happen, you know? I remember that very clearly.
Streep first took to the stage her sophomore year at Vassar College when she landed the lead in Miss Julie. Yale School of Drama followed, and soon she was traveling the same path of many young actors to New York City. She made her debut in Trelawney of the Wells alongside John Lithgow, followed by production after production that showed her versatility.
I thought of myself as an actor, that I could play a man, I could play a woman, I could play an old fat person, I could play a young slim person. I thought of myself as malleable as clay.
Soon she was shaping herself into film characters, a union activist in Silkwood, a lesbian in Manhattan. She became a Polish concentration camp survivor in Sophie's Choice, earning an Oscar and acclaim that continues for her ability to do accents. Her first Oscar arrived for the custody battle film, Kramer vs. Kramer. Streep plays Joanna, who chooses to give up custody of her son to her ex-husband, played by Dustin Hoffman.
I came here to take my son home. And I realize he already is home. I love him very much. I'm not going to take him with me.
Streep rewrote some of the dialogue after pointing out to the director that Joanna was too evil. She's never directed, but jokes that many directors would say she has due to her obsessive involvement in the filming. She's equally passionate about social issues. In the 1980s, Streep and her Connecticut neighbors banded together to ensure children had access to food that was sustainably produced and not tainted by pesticides.
I worked with a group that I started for 10 years called Mothers and Others. And we contacted Julia Child thinking that she would be very sympathetic to our aims. And she was very cranky and unsympathetic, as it turned out, at first. But then she changed her mind.
Streep has continued to support a wide range of causes, including children and hunger, human rights and the environment, and fighting AIDS and animal abuse. Last month, she lent her celebrity status to Haitian relief efforts. She announced that the dress that she was wearing at the Golden Globe ceremony will be sold at a charity auction to raise money for victims of the disaster. Later, she joined Morgan Freeman, Julia Roberts, and other stars to film a public service announcement.
Tens of thousands of Haitians have died, and that number is rising.
We don't have time to sit around and talk.
Streep also appeared in a TV campaign to aid Darfur in 2006. Decades of memorable characters prompted her peers at the American Film Institute to give her a Life Achievement Award a few years ago. Last year, she received a career award from the Rome Film Festival. And she may soon have another Academy Award to shine. Her portrayal of Julia Child earned her a 16th Oscar nomination, more than any other actor in Academy history. Yet despite her success as an actress and her worldwide recognition, Meryl Streep remains modest and realistic. She is widely quoted as saying, "I try to lead as ordinary a life as I can. You can't get spoiled if you do your own ironing." For VOA News, I'm Nancy Greenlace.